That's where we come in. Amicable is a legal service that makes divorce kinder and simpler. No demonizing, no aggression, just better outcomes for everyone. Amicable.co.uk. Divorce made kinder.
This is LBC with Matt Fry.
We're talking budget, we're talking numbers, we're talking the definition of working people, and there are lots of texts coming in. Let me read out a couple more. David says, Labour have a huge majority to do what they want with. Thank you for pointing out the obvious, David. Then Glyn in Bristol says this, are landlords workers? It depends how they earn their money. If they declare their money credits as income and pay income tax, they work. If they make money through capital gains and dividends on their property company and only pay a small amount of tax, they are not workers as they have not declared income for tax. Well, sort of. Mark from Cardiff says this, budget is going to clobber middle-income earners. For anyone striving to better themselves, the message is clear, just don't bother, as we'll take everything you worked for and hand it over to people we consider more deserving. Watch them carefully. Next, they'll be means-testing the state pension. So, if you have a private provider, national insurance state pension for you. And finally, Sam says, raising national insurance on employers hits self-employed workers who have to be paid through an umbrella company unfairly, as they already have to pay both employee and employer national insurance. There we go. Lots of people have an opinion on this, understandably, because everyone relies to some extent on the budget. It'll have an impact on so many of us. Let's go to Matthew in Enfield. Matthew, what do you think?
Yeah, hi there. Thanks for taking my call. Wanted to kind of counteract the last caller, really, where he's talking about that he's only making £200 a month now from his two properties that he's got, and obviously he lives in one as well, so he's obviously got three properties. And, you know, I don't think he's, there's so much greed around, because there's people out there that don't have, they're never going to have a pension, they're never going to own their own property, they're never going to have anything. And these people have been having the benefit of having low interest rates for the past 10 years, where they're either on interest only or they're paying the mortgage off. If they're on interest only, they were making probably about £1,000 clear profit each month from each property that they've had. If they were paying off the mortgage, then the mortgage is probably almost paid off. You know, these people have made their money, you know, and stop thinking about yourselves, because at the end of the day, people are not even able to eat. I know we live in a very greedy society. We do. I know we do. You know, but sorry, things need to change and we need to get a balance, and Labour government, give them a chance to do this. You know, all these people are trying to find ways to kind of like put down Labour. Give them a chance. We need to do radical stuff. This country will go into civil war. You know, what do you guys really want? Do you want to lose everything where you've got no, you know, where you have to pay loads of money on private security firms to look after your houses? You know, and you people that also that say you're going to sell up and move your stuff abroad. What about if they bring a tax so you can't get your money out of the country where you have to pay 50% tax on
that?
Well,
yeah, we had that before. Do you remember the capital controls back in the 70s? But so your big fear, if I hear you correctly, and I don't think we're anywhere near the civil war scenario, even though Elon Musk seemed to think so in the summer, but is your big fear that this budget won't be bold enough, it won't be radical enough?
Well, I'd rather just let's wait and see. I'd rather not doom and gloom it. You know, I'd rather just wait and see and see what actually comes out, rather than trying to, you know, trying to imagine what it's going to be. And I just think that, you know, yeah, maybe not a civil war like you said, but you know, we're pushing people to the limits. You know, it's not a very nice place to live. You know, it's only going to get worse if you keep pushing people and pushing people and pushing people. And the British people do take a lot. We do. We take a hell of a lot.
But how do you get that balance right? How do you improve, you know, life for people who don't have much, who don't have assets? How do you improve public services without frightening the people that you do need in order to grow the economy?
Listen, like the man said earlier on, you know, the rich people don't spend their money. You know, the working class, poor people or middle class people are the ones that spend their money. Okay, so that will stimulate the economy.
I'm not sure if that's true. I think rich people spend plenty of money in aggregate. I mean, they certainly spend plenty of money on taxes. Something like 60% of the taxes in this country come from, you know, the top 10% of earners, which is an astonishing amount.
Well, if you look at what they're earning and what they do for their money, a lot of them do very little for what they're earning. And like some of these top jobs, they're not doing much for their money, if I'm honest, you know. These CEOs, they're not doing much for what they get.
I think there is a separate issue here about the kind of difference between CEO pay and what, you know, the average secretary gets paid in a company. And that differential used to be 25 to 1 and it's now something like 400 to 1. And I think there's huge inequality there. But on the other hand, you know, I've never met a CEO, you know, who doesn't at least think he's working very hard and probably does work quite hard. But the, you know, the question is how much do you reward that, that work and that risk? Thank you, Matthew, for your call. Let's go to Edward in Weybridge. Edward, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Matt. It's a real pleasure to speak with you. I really caught the tail end of the conversation, and it's about, you know, landlords and whether we are working people or not. Well, I am a landlord, I feel that I am working. I mean, there is management. You're on call 24/7. You're responsible for statutory laws that have to be fulfilled. If you don't fulfill them, you could have a criminal record. There are lots of things that involve. So it's not simply just sitting back and having a cup of coffee and doing nothing. My main beef is that we already pay tax at our marginal rate for our properties. And I do read that, you know, we possibly might have to pay national insurance because they want to equalize it. So being a landlord is being classed as, inverted commas, lazy and sitting back and collecting money. Likewise, people who have dividends. And likewise, and it's not mentioned enough, people...
So you were, sorry to interrupt there, but were you offended by the language the Prime Minister used when it differentiated between working people and the rest?
Yes, I am. I'm offended, and as a landlord, I actually feel vilified, actually, because I have properties. I'm fortunate. I have no mortgages on them. I have several. And I rent them exclusively to the council, Matt, at LHA rates. There's hardly anyone that does that. And I'm happy. I'm helping out in my own way, and I'm paying my tax. But, you know, yesterday James O'Brien was really vilifying